Senator Len Susio with regard to, it looks like this mileage tax, well, you're still trying to head it off at the pass, right, Len?
Yeah, this is the most popular, unpopular tax proposal at the Capitol, as far as I can see.
Sure.
Nobody wants it, but nonetheless, they're spending $300,000 on a study about how to implement it and how to get the public to buy into it. So you tell me, then, I can't understand why we're spending $300,000 on how to implement a tax that the governor and every legislator swears they don't want any part of.
He's always been high on task forces. That's his solution to everything is, I'm going to put together an elite task force. That's what he's calling it, a special committee, right? He appointed to find a way to pay for the improvements on the roads, I'm assuming, and this new tax on the number of miles you drive in a year is it. Now, Len, I'm trying to understand, and I know we touched upon it once before, is it as simple as it seems to me, like the bigger the commute, the more you're paying? Is it that basic?
They can actually implement the tax in several ways. First of all, for the most part, they would potentially and likely put in a GPS device in your car. So that'll measure the miles you go. And of course, if it's a GPS device, they'll technically know where you've been as well as how far you've gone. And that offends people a lot because of privacy issues. But let's say they do the GPS device, they could tax you a flat rate per mile, could be, you know, so many pennies per mile, or they could also tax you based on when you're driving and where you're driving. So they could vary the price on it as well. And that's some of the things you're trying to figure out. And that's what the study's about. The study's not about whether we should implement the tax. The study that we're paying for assumes the tax has been approved already. It's how to implement it. And there's different ways it could be done, and that's one of the variations. And that's why there's a lot of confusion at the Capitol, and I think confusion in the public's mind to some extent that they're encouraging in the Capitol to make it sound like this is a study about should we or shouldn't we. It's not. It already assumes that the decision's been made, and it's not a question of if, but when and where and how. And that's why I want to make sure the public understands is that their legislators shouldn't mislead them intentionally or unintentionally that this is just a study about whether it's a good idea or not. No.
Now, I saw, Len, too, that in Oregon, volunteer drivers, I guess you got to volunteer for this, but they're paying a tax on the number of miles they drive as measured by GPS, and they get credit against the state gas tax. How do they figure that out? How are they? And what do you mean as measured by a GPS? What if you're not using yours?
Right. Well, that's the thing. These things can be disabled too. There's a lot of different variations, Denny, and not to get into the weeds, but basically they can. The whole concept is to at least partially replace, not totally replace. They're going to still keep gas taxes in effect, but partially replace gas taxes. The problem is that when they start charging you something like, let's say they decide that they're going to charge you 3 cents per mile. Well, in a 20-mile-per-gallon vehicle, that means every 20 miles you drive, you're being charged 60 cents. And that's, in effect, 60 cents per gallon. Moreover, if you have a more efficient vehicle, like it's 30 miles per gallon, that means you're getting charged 90 cents a mile. So in a perverse kind of way, they're discouraging the purchase of gas-efficient vehicles that a lot of people are buying to save money and it's better for the environment and that kind of a thing.
That's interesting. But,
it's pretty... the public shouldn't be bamboozled into thinking that this is all about whether we're going to do this or not. It's assumed that you're going to do it, basically. And the whole idea is get all these states to buy into it and get the public to buy into it.
Now, Len, let me ask you this. Again, we're on with Len Susio, Merritt and so on. He's always fighting the good fight. This is really, at the end of the day, a conversation about infrastructure, is it not? At the end of the day, it's, well, look at our roadway, something with, because we are the pothole capital of the country. I believe this might be Connecticut.
Yes, and as you know, Vinny, unfortunately, the legislature has raided the Special Transportation Fund account. That's the account where the gas taxes go, basically, that was intended for bridge and road repair. And, of course, it's been raided and put into the general fund. So Connecticut finds itself short on money to adequately maintain the bridges and roads that we have. And the crazy thing is that if they had not done that, we'd be fine. Because, look at Connecticut. Connecticut is one of the very few states that actually has two gas tax. There's the 25 cent per gallon gas tax, and then there's petroleum gross receipts tax, which, depending on the price of gas, can add another 25 cents per gallon. That's just a straight 25 cents per gallon. But we in effect have almost double what they are, and yet it's not adequate to maintain our bridges and roads. And that's another reason why I'm opposed to this new tax, and I think a lot of the public is, because nobody believes the legislature is going to have the self-discipline to restrict it to road and bridge repair.
Now, I had received an email from a listener like, Ben, my car's registered out of state because kind of thing won't apply to out of state vehicles. How the hell are you pulling that off, though? I know the way Connecticut works. What do you mean? I can't get my booze on this day. I'll drive over state lines. Yeah, my booze. What do you mean? My cable went up. Okay, I'm going to get a fire stick. We find ways around these things. But how can you have your car registered out of state and yet just to skirt a tax? Is that doable? Will more people wind up doing it?
Well, that's one of the things they're concerned about, and that's why they want to do this study. They want to figure out the best foolproof way to implement the study so that people can't beat the system. People can disable the GPS devices that they're putting in the car, and they can remove them and then put them back in. So there's a lot of ways the tax could be beat, and what they're hoping to do is actually go national so that every state has it. And this is a multi-state study that we're participating in. And Benny, we're paying more than anybody else to participate in the study, and there's only four states actually participating in it, but there's 16 states that get the benefit of it. So why? That's another question, is why are we paying for a study that's going to benefit a bunch of states that are not paying a nickel towards the study itself, even if you believe in this mileage tax? So again, it's a done deal in that sense, that they have every intention of eventually implementing it. It's just a question of when they're going to do it and how. And that's the point of the study. Figure out how they can bamboozle and convince the public that this is the right thing, and then how the system can be implemented in a way that'll match. That's the whole point, Benny, is they want to increase tax collections. That's what's driving this thing. They need more tax money. This will bring in more money.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Len Susio, thanks. One question, Len, real quick before I let you go. We're running late here. Can you get me out of jury duty?
Run for the state legislature, but we need another good legislator up there.
you couldn't do it. There's no way to get out of it. And it's federal. They want me for 2 days. Summons for jury service, United States District Court.
Well, can't you broadcast from the court down there? I think that'd be very interesting. You could be interviewing fellow jurors down there. I think that'd be a very interesting show.
I love that. I do that. All right, Len, I appreciate it. I do the show from there, but I don't want to do jury duty.